Federal Reserve leaves interest rates unchanged at 23-year high. The Federal Reserve left interest rates unchanged at a 23-year high of 5.5%, reiterating that it will wait to obtain great confidence that inflation is sustainably heading toward the central bank's target before reducing the policy rate. The Fed stated that the U.S. economy has expanded at a solid pace, employment gains have moderated, and the unemployment rate has ticked up but remains low. The committee judges that the risks to achieving its employment and inflation goals continue to move into better balance. The economic outlook is uncertain, and the committee is attentive to the risks to both sides of its dual mandate, the Federal Open Market Committee statement said. While there has been some progress in the inflation fight in recent months, price pressures continue to be somewhat elevated. Looking ahead, the rate-setting committee will assess the totality of the data and a wide range of information, such as labor market conditions, inflation expectations, and global developments. Market reaction. The U.S. financial markets largely kept their gains intact, with the leading benchmark indexes up as much as 2.4%. U.S. Treasury yields were mixed after the Fed announcement. The benchmark 10-year yield dipped below 4.13%. The 2-year yield firmed above 4.37%, while the 30-year bond shed 3 basis points to 4.37%. The U.S. dollar index, a gauge of the greenback against a basket of currencies, slumped to around 104.20. The index has come under pressure this month, sliding 1.1% in July. Year-to-date, it is up 2.9%. The argument for a cutting cycle is indeed moving toward cuts, said Jeff Klingelhofer, the co-head of investments and portfolio manager at Thornburg Investment Management, in a note. I think the Fed really wants to cut, and the market expects them to, and data is not so strong that it prevents them from cutting. Interest rates, inflation, and the economy. It was widely unexpected that the Federal Reserve was going to cut interest rates at the July policy meeting, with traders giving the odds of a rate cut at 3%, according to the CME FedWatch tool. However, the futures market has been signaling for a while that the Fed is likely to pull the trigger on a rate cut at the September meeting. A Fed policy pivot has become all but certain for Wall Street as inflation pressures soften and the U.S. economy shows signs of slowing. Last week, the Bureau of Economic Analysis reported that the Fed's preferred personal consumption expenditures price index dipped to 2.5% in June from 2.6% in May. Core PCE, which omits the volatile food and energy categories, was stuck at 2.6%. While the second quarter GDP data topped expectations, other indicators are pointing to the economic landscape cooling off. According to the Fed's latest Beige Book survey, 5 of the central bank's 12 regions reported flat or falling economic activity in June. Almost every district mentioned retailers discounting items or price-sensitive consumers only purchasing essentials, trading down in quality, buying fewer items, or shopping around for the best deals, the Fed report stated. As conditions evolve, market watchers will try to determine how fast and furious the Fed will be when loosening monetary policy. Appearing before the House Financial Services Committee for his semi-annual policy report earlier this month, Fed Chair Jerome Powell conceded that the central bank won't go back to the era of ultra-low interest rates between the global financial crisis of 2008-09 and the coronavirus pandemic. The June summary of economic projections indicated that monetary policymakers would cut interest rates by 25 basis points this year, lowering the median benchmark federal funds rate to 5.1%. Next year, the SEP signaled 4/4-point rate reductions next year, lowering the median policy rate to 4.1%. The Fed would prefer to lower interest rates in quarter-point increments once they launch the easing cycle, but economic data could force a half-point cut, says Greg McBride, the chief financial analyst at Bankrate. But we'll get 2 rounds of employment and inflation data between the July and September Fed meetings, he said in a statement emailed to the Epoch Times. If the job market were to show softening at an alarming rate, the first rate cut in September could be a half percentage point cut. We'd likely get plenty of advance notice if that comes to pass.